Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушате SPS Macedonian со Маргарита Василева. Пред речиси една година, македонската заедница во Мелбурн се здоби со нова организација, чии прогресивни членови ја почувствуваа празнината, која до неодамна беше исполнета со постоењето на поранешни организации, кои се грижеа за човековите права, мајчиниот јазик и други теми од интерес за македонците во Австралија. На сцената се појави организацијата Наша Македонија, која во својата млада форма се представи пред австралиско-македонската јавност со понуда да помогне во заштитата и промоцијата на македонскиот идентитет. Последниве 12 месеци по своето формирање, според Весна Пејовски од управата, членовите на Наша Македонија биле ангажирани на поставувањето на потребните структури на ова тело за да може да проработи според законите на Австралија. Дека има потреба од фондови и членови ке потврди госпогицата Пејовски, која не потсети на некои од оригиналните цели на организацијата, кои во главно останале неизменети. SPS Radio. Весна, што току започнатата организација Наша Македонија од Мелбурн, која е формирана пред една година, ги пребруди првите 12 месеци на, да ги кажеме, предизвици кои обично и типично се појавуваат за голем број организации во ова рана фаза од постоење, која обично се користи за разјаснување на правците и целите, а воедно и лојалноста на следбениците на организацијата. Како се одвива последните 12 месеци за Наша Македонија?
The last 12 months of Наша Македонија has seen us organizing everything from the ground up. We're building the foundation from the website, from the constitution, all the back ends of IT from the ground up, let's say. And also with consumer affairs and with the charity organizations getting involved with them. So we were working together on all these facets and making sure we were a legal organization with an ABN and with all the other parts that are included. So that took some time to put together.
What about the actual goals of the organization? Have they remained the same, or have they changed slightly or modified?
Well, the goals have been pretty stable from the beginning. So let's start with the values. The values are to celebrate and promote our culture as a unique and vibrant living culture, distinct from the rest of the Balkans. The next one is to inspire and educate our community about our history and our current political situation, to acknowledge and thank our high achievers in various fields of endeavour, and to raise money to promote and defend our culture and identity. So starting off with the values for our organisation is what we have, but we've pretty much remained the same with that, with the values in line, and we're just building it that we've got a strong foundation in place, so everything's intact. And I think that's the most important part, is that the foundation of an organization is quite strong.
So the goals or the workings of the organization is culture, history, knowledge, inspiration. Can you hone it down and really put it in a nutshell? What exactly will the organization be working on? How will it be functioning?
We're wanting to involve the community, have regular events out there, maybe a little bit different to the other organisations, so we're not doing standard kind of ball type events, mm-hmm. you know, in a reception, but we may go out of that scope and try something different. Also educating regarding our history, because a lot of the newer generations here in Australia aren't really aware on a lot of the history of our country. So we need people to be educated on who we are, where we've come from, and what we're all about. And I think we want to have little events in that sort of way, where we're educating on our culture and history and just bringing more awareness about Macedonia.
Yes, what form will this education on history take? Will they be sessions, seminars?
Like lectures or educational seminars, mm-hmm. Hopefully to bring out some people of importance that will be able to discuss that and present that to our community here in Melbourne.
Guest speakers?
Yes, mm-hmm. Guest speakers.
Okay, so in the past 12 months, has anything become more clear? Are things becoming a little bit more obvious about the positioning of the organisation within the community?
Well, it became obvious that there wasn't really an organisation out there to defend our human rights. And that was the main thing, right? Our identity, the Macedonian identity, needs to be protected. that's what we were leading by primarily. But also, we needed to make sure that the organisation was strong from the bottom up. And now we're focusing on members. Without the main foundation, we couldn't really do anything else. So now we're actually actively seeking members out there, individuals or from organisations who are wanting to help us out, or whether just to be a member or actually be an active member or a committee member within our group. Another thing that was actually obvious as we were going along was that there are no other organisations out there that actually involve everyone, like involve all the other organisations out there that are associated with the Macedonian community.
What's the size of the organisation at the moment, the membership?
So we did start off only with the committee. We had 5 or 6 members to begin with. Now we're about 25 people after the past month and a half where we, you know, not targets, but we let people know and we advise them that we exist out there, that they can come on board and support us, to help us out with our missions. We've grown a little bit, but we haven't done a full drive of membership as of yet.
And just on that mission, how are you planning to contribute to Macedonia? Is that part of your plan?
It is part of the plan down the track. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping to drive the membership so we can actually show that we've got people behind us supporting our cause, that it actually means something, so we can support our country in Macedonia. It is something that we're wanting to work towards. We've been applying for grants and funding. We're looking for support through members, wanting people to apply, whether it's on the website or through Facebook. They can reach out to us. We've got a page on Facebook called Naša Makedonija as well. If they don't have internet, they can contact me directly, or you can provide them with my number. That's no problem. Yeah, we're looking forward to great things with this organisation, and also we're looking at one event per quarter, so we can do something for the community like that. We'll be at Mill Park Bunnings on the 20th. Yeah, it's the 20th of September, which is a Saturday, hosting a sausage sizzle to raise funds for our community initiatives. So if people want to come down and join us, or come down and grab a sausage, support us that way, that'd be great.
Vesna, has Naša Makedonija had an opportunity to put forward a schedule of activities that you want to put forward to the community and start the ball rolling? When do you estimate that that will start?
Right now we're looking for venues where to present events and functions. Until we've got that in place, we can't do anything at this point. If anyone out there has a venue in place for us, please reach out to us and let us know. That's all we're waiting for, is where we can actually host lectures or educational information days or seminars in that manner. So it was more like the constitution, as we said before. We needed to make sure consumer affairs had us in their system. I've applied with charities organization. We're waiting to hear back from them. We've been applying for grants. We've been checking people that are in our system who have members. We've created T-shirts. We've created a logo. We're going to be updating the T-shirts soon.
So the last 12 months have been quite busy.
They have been very busy, yes. But mainly I think it's a good thing that we have this organisation out there, that it's in regards to our identity, supporting others out there that need help, where there's not a lot of support for Macedonia. That I found, because when I was in Macedonia, I'm like, surely there's an organisation out there that is standing for our human rights that's close to home for me, and I didn't know of any. I did find UMD online, but I thought, why isn't there one in Australia?
The community must be feeling the void that was once filled by the Australian Macedonian Human Rights Committee, and you mentioned human rights just a moment ago. The committee no longer exists. Are you also looking to fill that void in defence of human rights, Macedonian human rights?
Yes, most definitely. If there's other people out there that have education behind them in regards to human rights of some sort, or they've participated and worked in that field in the past and would like to help us in our cause and mission, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to have you on board. Very much so. So we'd love to hear from you. I guess it all lies in funding. If we had enough funding, we could do so much out there, and we've got so many ideas and plans in place. So I believe in good time we will.
By the way, will membership extend to people who are outside of Australia?
For the time being, we're going to be keeping membership to Australia. For people that are wanting to get involved that are outside of Australia, they can reach out to us and we can have a chat with them and see what we can do. But we'd love to have everyone involved. But at the moment, we'll just keep it to Australia with memberships until we get to a certain level where we can expand even further.
Avisna, if you could just let us know who the committee members are.
We've got Živan Rendev as the president of Naša Makedonija. We've got Peter Sarbinov, who is the vice president. Ordan Andreevski, who is the treasurer and advisory board. Aneta Slavevski-Ranires, research and public relations. Myself as the secretary. Liliana Jovanovski, committee operations. We've also got Vangel Pateras, who's out there networking for us. But it's a strong committee, but we're looking to grow it. If people want to come on board and help us, we need all the support that we can get so we can help this beautiful nation of ours and go from there on.
Vesna, thank you for your time. The past 12 months have certainly been very engaging for you and all the other committee members, and we hope to hear your organisation, Naša Makedonija, will be planning in the near future.
Thank you so much, Margarita.
Стиснете, ми се допаѓа, споделете, коментирајте. Следете ја SPS на Македонски на Facebook.